and a full pound has now returned from whence it had been vanquished. And how is your lovely young wife?" We continued briefly to exchange some pleasant inconsequences, a social grace for which Holmes had little patience, and then he picked up a piece of fine linen paper and thrust it into my hands. "The timing of your visit is most propitious. You have been a faithful adherent of the church in a way that I have deliberately failed to be, and so I bow to what I hope will be your greater insight on this letter that arrived in yesterday's post. Please, Brother Watson, read it aloud." The letter was not signed and bore neither signature nor address. "To Brother Sherlock Holmes of Baker Street, who in times past and in divers manners has been the instrument of divine justice, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and of our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. On the morn of the 20th day of March in the year of our Lord 1888, there will call upon you a humble servant of the church who beseeches your succor in a matter that is the deepest moment and of greatest consequence to all of the British Empire and the entirety of Christendom. Your recent services in the matter of the passing into glory of His Grace the Cardinal Tosca has revealed to the church..."